Inventors Project called the Gadget Show Live. It's a celebration of invention, of entrepreneurship. It is a celebration of invention, that inventor's eureka moment. And what it takes from that eureka moment to take that invention, get some investment, and hopefully get someone to buy it in a shop. It's the third year that the Gadget Show Live has been running this, and we've learned quite a lot. A lot of patterns have developed over the 3 years that we've been doing it. It's everyday invention, solving everyday problems, and our inventors come from all walks of life, as you will hear. And while looking over there, I'm looking over this year's 20 finalists who are all behind us, and over at the Innovation Theatre, we'll be interviewing them every day as well. There are some trends. We've welcomed some inventions as diverse as a heated butter knife, as a washing up glove that dispenses detergent on demand, as cardboard furniture, and a winner back in 2014, our first year, which was an artificial pancreas. So a huge, huge range of inventions that we've celebrated here. And our runner-up in 2014, Ed Ward, has got some terrific stories. And in fact, a lot of our inventions come from inventors with magnificent stories themselves. Ed Ward invented an innovative bike light for commuters, okay, for cyclists. And he did that because he was involved in a cycle accident that nearly killed him and decided to do something about it to help other people not suffer the same fate, okay? So that was his story. And stories like that are throughout all of the inventors that we'll be hearing from over the next 4 days here. Some entries this year that carry on many of those trends. Mobility is a big trend. Portable mobility. Jason's been running in on an e-folding just there, which we love. It takes mobility to the next level, really. It's a three-wheeled electrical vehicle. Range of about 20 kilometres, depending on how heavy you are. Great top speed as well, and it folds away the single press, pretty much, into a piece of luggage. Really interesting to see that here this year. Children's tech is really big as well. Baby Hub Sleep Space is a travel pod that can be opened with one hand, turned into a teepee with one hand as well. Really interesting stuff. And also the Play Brush, which, again, the parents who know this, it makes brushing teeth into a fun and healthy game as well. And then we've got some VR stuff that you've probably seen as well. We've got an underwater jetpack here, ladies and gentlemen. That's him. Go and see that. We love a jetpack in the Gadget Show, of course we do. But I'd like to wish all of our 20 finalists this year very, very good luck. But before we get on to the bit where we'll announce this year's winner, I just want to welcome to stage very, very quickly indeed last year's winner. Samantha and the Omnio rider was the winner for 2015. She's been on an amazing journey over the last 12 months with her product, so both professionally and personally as well. Please welcome last year's winner, Samantha Warwick. There we go, ergonomic steps here on the stage. So Samantha, thank you very much for joining us. Right, so first of all, very quickly, tell us what your winning product last year was.
Our winning product is the Omnio stroller. So it's a full-size stroller that folds down to a backpack size proportions, so you can carry it around. So when your toddler tires, the stroller's always on hand to pop them in it and wheel them home.
Do a quick spin for us, please. There we go. There's so many interesting technologies in this as well. Lovely wheels as well that make it really, again, as a parent, pushing those things around is a nightmare. This is really, really good. You're just over there if people want to have a go, see it fold up, collapse down very quickly as well. From this point last year, where you were our winner, just talk us through your journey.
Well, we got a huge amount of publicity as well as the British Inventors Project, which was really important for us. And it really put us on the map as a techie product. And when we went for a second round of crowdfunding, the fact that we could say we're a multi-award winning product really attracted investment to our business. And that's helped us get all the tooling done. So within the space of the year, we've gone from a prototype to this is our first production sample that I'm wearing now.
Now, you were telling me last night that your product has been so popular, so successful, that they've actually built a new factory just to build this.
That's right, we have some fantastic manufacturing partners in China who are very experienced in stroller manufacture, but such is their faith in Omnio that they are actually building a brand new factory to get us into production, and it's very nearly finished.
That's amazing. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming back this year. You are here this year not as a part of the product, you're own commercial stand here where people can go ahead and place orders for the Omnio Rider. I'm delighted that you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Samantha Warwick and the Omnio Rider. Let's do some awards, shall we, ladies and gentlemen. We had over 200 entries to the British Inventors Project this year, and our panellists whittled it down to 20 finalists, all of whom are here. The winners this year receive a cheque for £1,000 to develop their product further, and a voucher for a commercial stand at the Gadget Show Live 2017, worth around about £5,000, where they will showcase and hopefully be selling their actual product. Here to announce this year's runners-up and winner, please welcome to the stage the man who loves mobility scooters, it's Jason Bradbury!
Awesome. I'm really into mobility scooters. I think really, I have to be honest, it's kind of where we're all headed. So let's get designing, alright? We're all going to be old, that's a fact. I feel old sometimes, believe it or not. That's why I wear shorts and dress as a little kid. So let's get those mobility scooters sorted. It is interesting, isn't it? The effect this has, you mentioned the guy that came up with the bike light. His life has been changed by this competition. I'm not exaggerating. That product is now available globally.
Yeah.
He's meeting all these really interesting seed funders, venture capitalists, all these Silicon Valley types. And it really is important. And I'll tell you why it's important for another reason, right? This is what we do in the UK. It's what we've always done. We invent things. We think, we design, we create. And as technology and manufacturing continues to go abroad, as so many of our industries go abroad because they're cheaper, what we need to keep here is the ability to invent things. We need the projects, we need the minds, the creativity, the innovation that competitions like this are all about. So with that in mind, we've got five winners. We've got a couple of highly commended, and then we've got third, second, and first. Am I right?
That is correct.
Okay. So we're going to start off with the first highly commended. I'll just point out, if you want to see any of these five finalists and the winner and all of the other fantastic inventions, they're all behind us here in these booths. Okay, so give a warm Gadget Show Live round of applause for the highly commended first British Invention of the Year 2016, Nate Luggage. How are you? Are they here? Coming up, boys. Quick as you can. Quick as you can, boys. Okay, jump up. If you think an elevator pitch is quick, this is like you've got in the elevator and you've realised you've forgotten something and you've got out. That's how quick it is. Tell us about Nate Luggage.
It's the world's first smart, collapsible hard case suitcase. It collapses down to 70% of its volume. And it has got a GPS inside as well.
The lift has gone, great pitch, it's brilliant. It falls down to about this, and it's a beautiful piece of industrial design. Well done, boys! The second highly commended, ladies and gentlemen, Milo! Here he is. Let's have a look at him.
This is Milo. It's a product to help connect separated families by sending video messages. There's kind of a game element for it as well.
I'm separated from my family at the moment. They're in London and I'm here. And I've got a little youngster, a five-year-old, so that would be absolutely perfect. Well done. And keep doing what you do. If the winners of the last few years are able to go by, it will really help you. So good luck to you. And I hope it goes really well. Milo, ladies and gentlemen. We're now moving on to the third place finalist. Please give it up for Clean Grow. Wow. Is Clean Grow in the suitcase?
It's a portable soil analysis kit in place, so it's about the...
It's a laboratory. It's a laboratory to analyse soil and it fits in a case. I love that. I love it. Clean Grow. Thank you. Go and see them. More detail in the booth. Forgive me for not going into too much detail, but I have a live show to do in roughly, oh my god, 30 minutes. So that's why I'm excuse me through this. Okay, second place. Now I saw these guys Apps World and the XL. As a big VR fan, I think this is truly innovative. It's a shame you haven't got it with you. I'd like these people to see it. Can you go and grab it? Go and grab it, and I'll do what those presenters do, which is film. That basically means talk nonsense, doesn't it?
VR's big this year, though, isn't it?
You're not joking. I tried the prototype of HTC Vive a few months ago. I tried it yesterday for the first time, the production unit. It's incredible, and I got my credit card out and I bought it. It's that good. And this is, if you like, a peripheral for the VR generation. Give us your elevator pitch. VRGo.
The VRGo is a motion input device for VR. The idea being that if you tilt forward of a chair, you'll start looking forward. It's hands-free, so you can use gun controllers or hand gesture controllers. It connects as a joystick, basically, so it works for most games and compared to mobile and PC.
VRGo! Brilliant! Still Kickstarter or finished? Finished the Kickstarter. Did you raise? Yep, well done, brilliant. Okay, so here we are. The moment of truth.
Yes.
This is it.
Yes.
For all the reasons that you said earlier, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. You might have think that we gave it away at the beginning because I kind of drove in on it. And the whole mobility thing is a really important sector. It's also something that we're very good at in the UK. We recognise that market to our credit, but we need to innovate. So as you might have guessed, the winner of the British Invention of the Year 2016 here at Gadget Show Live, give the warmest round of applause yet to eFoldy. Congratulations. The fact that I came to you and rode around on it was nothing to do with the reason that you were selected. You were selected by a panel for the right reasons. For those people sitting here who haven't had the benefit of going into that area yet and seeing eFoldy, which, as I said, is just down there, give us your elevator pitch.
First of all, thank you very much. I mean, as you mentioned that, a lot of inventions were actually created from a mistake or is a failure. My dad broke his leg 3 years ago, and he was trying to find a mobility scooter taking him around. He couldn't find one. And he just got into sketching and then designed one himself that he could ride it anywhere he goes and also fold it into a suitcase. Now is how it rides, and then later I can demonstrate how it folds. Yeah, do you want to see how it floats?
I think that's a very good idea. Go for it, please. I'll take your certificate.
Now, Jason, while Sumi is folding this away, one further bit of information is that Sumi is actually launching a Kickstarter project for this right now, and we're all going to push the button together, kind of. That is really quick.
It's quick.
It's amazing.
Really quick. Let's push that button.
Let's push that button. So if we can just have the laptop feed on the screen here. Sumi, we've got, I'm not sure if you know about this or not, but we've got your Kickstarter page ready to launch. So if you have a countdown, that should be five, please. Sumi, to press the launch.
Yeah, okay. Five.
Five. Four.
Three.
Two.
One. And it's launched, ladies and gentlemen. Up on Kickstarter.
You've got to confirm the terms and conditions. Of course you have, and it's 82 done. Pages off there.
Let's do that. Let's do this project. Here we go together. Hang on. Double fingers. Ready? And 3, 2, 1, boom! Please accept our rules.
Oh my goodness me. It's just the internet age, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what, we'll come back and we'll launch it properly in just a moment.
I think it's as good as launched. Round of applause for eFoldy. Watch your progress, get behind the Kickstarter campaign. I'm off now to do the live Super Theatre show. Thank you to you, sir.
Thank
Great
you.
To see you again. Good morning, good night, good afternoon. Thank you, Swindon.
Thank you very much indeed. Round of applause for Jason Brogan, ladies and gentlemen. Sumi, if you want to stay here, if you've got a second, we'll be doing some photo opportunities. If you want to have a photo of Sumi with her award, with the winning eFoldy, then please stick around. Otherwise, we'll be back with our next show on this theatre. in around about half an hour's time. Have a great day at Gadget Show Live, everyone. Thank you very much.